Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 18th of June, 1970. Just as Bap Dada came into the corporeal from the Avyakt in 1 second, in the same way, can the children go from the corporeal into the Avyakt in 1 second? Just as you open your mouth when you wish and close it when you wish, in the same way, do you think your practice is such that you can make your intellect work when you wish and make it stop working when you wish? The organ of the mouth is gross, and the intellect is much more subtle than that. But do you have such a practice of using your intellect in the same way when you want to, and not using it when you don't want to? Do you know this drill? If you have this practice firmly, you will be able to make your stage strong. This is the method to make your stage progress. Many children have the thought, how can we progress? There can be progress with the right method. If you do not know the right method, there will not be any progress. Today, Bap Dada is seeing both the progress and the method of each of you. What scene would Bap Dada have seen? Each of you can check and ask yourself, am I progressing? Many raised their hands. The majority were content with their progress. The majority, repeat. The majority were content with their progress. Acha, for how long do you remain in the Avyakt stage throughout the day? Baba is not asking about the seed stage, but for how long do you stay in the Avyakt stage? Bap Dada is asking you whilst keeping your perfect stage in front of him, whereas you're thinking whilst keeping your past efforts in front of you. There is so much difference. At the present time, what is the main subject of your study? The main subject you are studying is to maintain the Avyakt stage for the maximum period. The result is very low in the main subject. What are 1 or 2 hours of remembrance in front of the complete stage of staying in constant remembrance? Do you have the method in your intellect of creating this stage over a longer period of time? If you have the method, then why isn't there any progress? What is the reason for this? Although the complete knowledge of the method is clear in your intellect, there is still one thing you do not know how to do, due to which there isn't any progress, even though you have knowledge about it. So what is this aspect? Acha, today Bap Dada is telling you about how to progress. The one aspect you do not know is that, whereas you know how to create expansion and go into expansion, the practice of packing and merging the expansion is lacking. You know how to go into the expansion of knowledge, but the practice of merging the expansion of knowledge and becoming the embodiment of knowledge, that is, the seed form, is lacking. A lot of time is wasted by going into the expansion, and even thoughts are wasted. This is why the power that should be accumulating is not being accumulated. Today, Baba is telling you what plan you should create for this. Who are the greatest of all in the whole world? The answer, we Brahmins. What do the most important great people do? What methods do the important people of today adopt through which they achieve success in great tasks? First of all, they save their time. They make their own timetable. The busier they are, the more they keep a timetable for every hour. If they do not have a timetable, they will not be able to spend their time in a worthwhile way. If they don't use their time in a worthwhile way, there won't be success in their task. This is why the important people of today make their timetable for every moment. They note everything in their diary. Since you Brahmins are the greatest of all, why are you not keeping a timetable? This is one method. Just as those people make their timetable from the beginning of the day, in the same way, each of you should make a timetable at Amrit Vela of what you have to do throughout the day. Just as a timetable for the physical task is created, in the same way, create a timetable for the progress of the soul. Do you understand? There is very little attention paid and checking in this. Now create a timetable in the same way as those people make plans. Today, I have to finish these tasks. In the same way, today, I have to have this much percentage and spend this much time in the avyakt stage. By doing everything according to the time, you will be able to carry out many tasks in one day. If you do not have a timetable, you will not be able to carry out many tasks. So keep a diary for yourself. Just as you have a timetable for the physical things to be done in an hour, in the same way, note down the tasks for the progress of the soul. Make a plan. Then, just as you tick off the list of what is accomplished and what isn't, in the same way, note to what extent the plans that you made were carried out in the practical form. Think about the reason they were not carried out in the practical form, and also think of a solution for it, and continue to move forward. Today, I will definitely accomplish this. First of all, make a promise to yourself in this way. For any task, first of all, a promise is made, and then a plan is created. Then it is carried out in a practical form, and then checking takes place as to whether something was done or not, after checking whatever has happened in the past. Then you keep a method for progress in the future. Just as you have created a weekly program for the new students, in the same way, you can make a weekly plan for the progress of the soul. Just as when you leave Madhuban, you renounce some things and fill yourself with other things, in the same way, renounce some things and fill yourself with other things every day. Only when you keep this much attention will you be able to become perfect before the time. If you become perfect according to the time, then there isn't so much attainment. You have to become perfect before the time. When will you experience what perfection is? You have to experience here what constant, godly, supersensuous happiness is. Now, we will see how you make your timetable or weekly plan according to this discipline. The more sensible someone is, the more accurately he is able to carry out such tasks. The most sensible are Brahmins. Brahmins are even more sensible than deities. To what extent you are sensible will be discerned from this. Together with having sense, You also have to learn how to extract the essence. The essence is very small, whereas that from which you extract the essence is a great expansion. So you need to have very good sense, and you must also know how to extract the essence. Although some have a lot of sense, they do not know how to stabilize themselves in the form of the essence. So the practice of both is needed. You were told that you are the ones who carry out a nature cure. Nature means sanskars. When you are not able to make effort, you blame it on your nature. My nature is like that. You blame your nature and try to free yourself. But no. The task of all of you is to cure your nature. Those nature cure people make you stay on a fast. So what do all of you have to do now? You have to go fast. You must not remain last. In order to go fast, you must stay on a fast. So what fast must you stay on? Make a timetable that from today, you will hold a fast for a particular aspect. Make a promise. Just as those people stay on a fast, in the same way, you must note down one of your weaknesses every day. Those people also keep a fast of the things that are harmful to them. So in terms of effort also, stay on a fast of things that are harmful to you. Then, also check them. When people hold a fast and they are not able to maintain it, they eat something in between. Here also, some do the same thing because they have the habit from the path of bhakti. They make a promise in the morning that they will not do something, and then as soon as the day begins, that promise is broken. Here also, some make a promise in the morning, and then during the day say, such and such a situation came up, and so when this situation finishes, then I will do this. Now, you must finish that sanskar. Learn how to merge and pack up. You have to merge your old sanskars. Make a promise or stay on a fast for this. Important people have a program fixed in advance. You are the most important of all. So fix your program for 6 months. I will definitely accomplish this task. I will definitely become this. When you have such faith in the intellect, you will become victorious. You have faith in the Father, but now carry out your tasks while having faith in yourself, and then there will be victory all the time. Problems are nothing in front of victory. Then you do not feel a problem to be a problem, but only a game. One plays games with happiness. When a task is easy, you say, this task is just a game for the left hand. That is, it is easy. So this will also become like a game for the intellect. You will not be afraid in a game. Since you are the most important of all, create the highest stage of all. There are some important people who do not know how to maintain their importance. You must not become like them. To the extent that you are important, accordingly create an elevated stage and show everyone. Carry out a great task and show everyone. At least keep a name for 8 hours. Baba is again referring to the avyakt stage. It is not a big thing to create an avyakt stage for 8 hours. The awareness of the avyakt means an avyakt stage. Why should there be only 2 hours of remembrance of the Father? If you have only 2 hours of remembrance of Baba, What did you do for the rest of the time? Do you have love for Baba or love for Maya? The one for whom you have love, that is, with whom you have connection, you will definitely make your sanskars the same as that one. Someone comes in connection with someone else on the basis of harmony in their sanskars. So if you have love for the father, and you even have a connection with him, then why are your sanskars not like his? Then Bab Dada would say that you have love for Maya. What would you say if you had love for Baba for 2 hours and love for Maya for 22 hours? Even whilst doing service, do not let go of your love and connection. The stage of perfection comes by staying close. There is a song, "Neither will he be separated from us, nor will we experience any sorrow." If you do not become separated from one another, how can your love be removed? So, it should be constant. But because you are effort makers, Baba is giving you some margin. So make your diary with the aim of at least 8 hours. Make a timetable and then Baba will see the result. Get your result verified by your teacher every week and accumulate the result of every week and send it to Madhuban once a month. The Brahmin teachers should do something. Check everyone's diary each week so as to see what timetable they made and to what extent they were successful in that. Then, you should send a brief report to Madhuban every month. Now is not the time for carelessness. You have been making effort carelessly for a long time. Now, whatever has been done is done. Baba reminds you of the slogan which you tell others. If not now, then never. If you do not do something now, when will you do it? You will not be able to do it any other time. Therefore, remember the slogan. You can keep a different slogan for yourself in front of you every day. Whatever actions I perform, others, seeing me, will do the same. Keep another slogan in front of you the next day. Bab Dada has told you that success is your birthright. You were also told about that. We will die, but we will not be defeated. In this way, keep a different slogan in front of you every day. And put that slogan into a practical form. Then see how quickly you are able to create your avyakt stage. Angels are never attracted by the earth. They just come and go. Once their task is accomplished, they do not stay here anymore. You have taken the support of the corporeal in order to carry out a task. So as soon as that task is finished, you should become avyakt in 1 second. If you have this practice, you will be called angels. Acha, do you consider yourselves to be images that grant visions? Why do people go to the idols? To fulfill the desires of their mind. Have you become such images which grant vision so that the desires of any soul who comes in front of you are fulfilled? Are you able to fulfill not their temporary desires, but their eternal desires? Mothers are called Kamadhenu, that is, a cow that fulfills everyone's desires. The meaning of Kamadhenu is to fulfill everyone's desires. Those who have all their desires fulfilled will fulfill the desires of others. always keep the aim that you have to become the image that fulfills everyone's desires. Those who fulfill the desires of others will themselves be ignorant of the knowledge of desire. You have to practice this. By becoming the embodiment of all attainment, you will be able to enable others to attain something. So always consider yourself to be a bestower, a great donor. Someone becomes a great donor after he has become an enlightened soul. A great donor is recognized by his act of donating. You like traveling. Those who have the habit of traveling will always travel. It is the same here. The more you travel around, the more you will enable others to travel with the yoga of the intellect. Others will have a vision through you. When you used to come in front of the corporeal form, the desires of each of you were fulfilled according to your love and devotion. In the same way, second by second, many will have visions and experiences through you. When you show your angelic form, you will become such images that grant visions. Whoever comes in front of you should not be able to see your body, but should be able to see a form of light as if in the subtle region. He will not just have a vision of the light of the forehead, but of light throughout the whole body. When he sees nothing but light, he too will become the form of light. Acha, Baba was then talking with the group. When you have a clean and honest heart, your desires are fulfilled. The cleaner your heart is, the more automatically your desires are fulfilled. Whatever thoughts you have, because it is clean and clear, it becomes successful to the same extent. If the rubbish of waste thoughts accumulate, the thoughts of Maya receive a chance to enter. In rubbish, germs are created without there having to be any effort made. In the same way, if there are any waste thoughts remaining, they give a chance for the germs of waste thoughts to be created. So, you must not have any waste thoughts in your intellect. Your time, thoughts, and power must not be wasted at all. The reason for not becoming powerful is that there is wastage. Your old sanskars are now old. They do not belong to you. You must not consider that which does not belong to you to be yours. Finish the old sanskars of the recent past and allow the oldest sanskars of the deities to emerge. When you did not keep your original form in front of you, you are not able to finish your habits. Acha, Om Shanti.